Also, Matt Winley has joined us, the Herald Sun soccer journalist. Good day, Matt.
KB, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, but to say that I'm on now with John Ralph is just a pleasure.
Hey, Matt, just before we go back to our callers, everyone's got an opinion on Ange Postecoglou. It seemed this morning a lot of people were still tweeting this morning that he was staying on. What were you hearing in the early hours of this morning? Did he still, you know, somehow surprise most people by announcing his resignation today? And also, who's the replacement?
First question, no, never wavered once in that he was going to quit, because as John Ralph would appreciate, you know, when Dave Davidovich broke that story last month, he was really definitive, and he wouldn't put his reputation on the line writing a story like that, saying that Ange Postecoglou was going to quit if he didn't think that it was 100% true. So I've never wavered from thinking that he was going to quit, and when I saw that email this morning saying that him and David Gallop were at a press conference, I knew straight away that he was clearly going to be quitting, because why would you have a press conference to announce that you're just fulfilling your contract? You just continue on as possible, as you know, planned, with a press release, and everybody continues on. So
Matty, is the one defining reason why he's leaving, or if not, what are the three or four things you think that have factored into a massive decision?
Look, I think there's still a lot more to give after that press conference. He was still pretty vague. He's saying that there's a lot of personal reasons. He's put in a lot of personal sacrifice into this job. And, I couldn't agree more that that is part of it. But I think that the clear intimation is that there's been a lot of forces behind the scenes that, you know, that have been at play. He insists that his, you know, relationship with David Gallop and Stephen Lowy is strong, but I think there was a little bit of a straining in that relationship a couple of years ago when Ange came out in support of the players around the collective bargaining agreement and then was pretty much brought back into line by his bosses at FFA. And since then, things have been a little bit strained, whether that's had any part to play in it, and also too, this all FFA political Congress stuff has had a part to play too, I'm not sure. You know, there's been a lot of media scrutiny on him and speculation. I think it might be just, you know, I don't know if there's necessarily one defining thing. I think it's all of these little things adding up, and maybe a little bit of self-doubt's crept in, and he thinks that someone else could do the job a bit better. And to your question, KB, in terms of who the successor is, I think the pretty clear inclination from FFA is to go Australian, and therefore for mine, I mean, I think Graham Arnold is pretty much the only one that's going to get the job, to be honest, Sydney FC's coach. And you'll see a mirror image of what happened with Melbourne Victory 4 years ago, them losing a coach in the start of the season, which was Ange, and then now it'll be Sydney FC, who won the FFA Cup last night, potentially losing their coach in the next month or two, with Graham Arnold going to the Socceroos.
Well, he said at the press conference, David Gallop, there's no rush on finding a replacement.
No.
So he says there's no rush.
Take all the time
World
you need.
World Cup is 7 months away, so there's no rush. But is Graham Arnold, is he in for the long haul? We just heard Ange talk about it's been a long 4 years. So is Graham Arnold in for the World Cup and then the long haul of the next 4 years, or is he in for the World Cup and then back out of the World Cup, back to club footy?
No, I imagine him being for the long haul for two reasons. One, he really wants the job, and you could tell that straight away. And, you know, when Tim Cahill went down playing against Sydney FC a couple of weeks ago, the first 3 minutes of Graham Arnold's press conference after that game was talking about Tim Cahill and what it meant for the national team. And you got the sense there that he was worrying about what that meant for his chances of going to Russia, him personally. But also, too, 6 months after the World Cup, we have the defence of our Asian Cup crown in the United Arab Emirates. So you're going to want to coach at the very least for 12 to 14 months to take us to those two massive tournaments, and then maybe, you know, you can think about a new coach potentially, but I would imagine that any appointment made would be with a view to them staying on for 4.5 years right through to hopefully the 2022 World Cup in Qatar.
A lot of SMSs coming through, I must say. I know we're down here in Melbourne, not big fans of Graham Arnold in Melbourne. Not big fans of Graham Arnold. Just one final one, it's a side note, the Matildas take on China's night at Amy Park tonight. Obviously, this announcement won't detract actually from the game, but may take away a little bit of focus. But Matildas are firing at the moment, and Sam Kerr, of course, is the number one player in the world.
Are they probably our most loved national sporting team at the moment? There is a lot of love for them, and Sam Kerr is potentially, outside of Tim Cahill, the biggest name in Australian football at the moment, maybe Aaron Moy as well. So I'm really excited about this. First time in a long time that Matildas have played an actual standalone game in Melbourne, and got a, especially on an absolute cracking day in Melbourne, urged Victorian sporting fans to get along to Amy Park and break the records that were set up in Sydney last month. I think 15,000 in Penrith and 16,000 in Newcastle to watch the Matildas against Brazil. So China is a big name in women's football. They're in the top 12 to 15 in the world. They're one of our biggest Asian rivals. So it's going to be a dinky-dye contest at Amy Park tonight. Can't wait to see it. And, yeah, hopefully Sam Kerr scores and we get to see our trademark backwards as well.
Big day in soccer and sport. Thanks for that, Matt. Really appreciate it. We'll speak soon.
No dramas, KB. Always a pleasure.